This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cooperation and collaboration between India and America can shape a better world. Addressing the joint press meet after holding talks with US President Donald Trump at White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said, both sides agreed on transforming relationship utilizing strategic technology. He said under this, emphasis will be laid on creating strong supply chains of critical minerals, advanced materials and pharmaceuticals. The Prime Minister said, America plays an important role in India's defense preparedness. He said, as strategic and trusted partners, both nations are actively moving towards joint development, joint production and transfer of technology. Mr. Modi said, India and the US have decided to double the trade to $500 billion by 2030. He said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. The Prime Minister thanked the US President for his decision to extradite a criminal to India who committed genocide in 2008 in India.
I'm pleased to announce that my administration has approved the extradition of one of the plotters and one of the very evil people of the world, having to do with the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attack, to face justice in India. So he's going to be going back to India.
He said the partnership between India and America strengthens democracy and democratic values and systems, saying that the Indian community in America serves as a vital link in the relationship. Mr. Modi announced that India will open new consulates in Los Angeles and Boston. Mr. Trump said there is a special bond between the US and India, the world's oldest and largest democracies in the world. He said the Prime Minister and he reached an important agreement on energy that will ensure the US to be the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. The US President said in the groundbreaking development for the US nuclear industry, India is also reforming laws to welcome US nuclear technology, which is at the highest level in the Indian market. He said they agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes in all of history, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Trump said US is also paving way to ultimately provide India with F-35 stealth fighters. He said India and the US will be working together like never before to confront threat of radical Islamic terror threat across world. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. The central government has spent over 29,000 crore in Jammu and Kashmir in the past 5 years on the development and maintenance of national highways and has constructed over 1,000 kilometers of roads in the UT. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, informed the Parliament that nearly 30,000 crore rupees has been spent on the development and maintenance of national highways across Jammu and Kashmir and has constructed 1,003 kilometers of roads in the Union Territory during the past 5 years. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the broadcast of Mahakumbh, the Kumbhwani station, is reflective of Prasar Bharati's objective of delivering correct and reliable information. Mr. Sehgal said this while addressing a program on the Kumbhwani radio station in Prayagraj after taking a holy dip in the Sangam on Thursday. Mr. Sehgal praised the station and said that it has emerged as an important center for live and reliable coverage of the Mahakumbh. The 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will conclude today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate as chief guest at the closing ceremony of the Games in Haldwani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Games at Maharana Pratap Sports College in Dehradun earlier on January 28. The closing ceremony of the National Games will begin at 2 p.m. at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani today. Currently, Services Sports Control Board leads the medal tally with 68 gold, 26 silver and 27 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.